It's Central Time. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, Chicago saw a big jump in homicides last year, driven mostly by fatal shootings. Our guest shares some of the latest data and efforts to turn the tide.
First, Michigan billionaire and charter school advocate Betsy DeVos was confirmed as the next Secretary of Education this morning. Her confirmation came after long and sometimes contentious hearings with senators.
Her confirmation in the Senate today wasn't smooth sailing, with a 50-50 split among senators.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative and the nomination is confirmed.
That's Vice President Mike Pence casting a historic deciding vote to confirm DeVos. But what could her appointment mean for schools throughout the country? And what could her advocacy for voucher schools hurt public schools moving forward?
Caitlin Emma joins us now to talk about this news. She's a reporter for Politico and covers education, politics, and national trends. Caitlin, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, as we heard, Vice President Mike Pence casting the tie-breaking vote, first time a vice president's vote was needed to confirm a cabinet secretary. Any surprises with what went down on Betsy DeVos's confirmation this morning?
I don't think anything was a surprise. I mean, everybody expected her to, you know, sort of head to the floor with a 50-50 standoff, and then Vice President Mike Pence was going to come in and have to be the deciding vote as the tiebreaker, which, like you just said, is unprecedented. You know, I think everybody last week was watching closely after Republicans Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins came out and said that they weren't going to vote for her, and it set off a little bit of panic in terms of, you know, there's only one more Republican is needed to, you know, overturn one of Donald Trump's nominees, and it sort of set off a furious effort over the weekend to find that one person. But, you know, ultimately those efforts weren't successful.
Well, let's break down some of those arguments on both sides here. What were the arguments in favor of confirming DeVos? What were Republicans saying in support of her?
So over the last 24 hours, we've seen the Senate come to the Senate floor and debate Betsy DeVos for literally 24 hours. And far more Democrats spoke out against her than Republicans did in favor for her. But what we did hear from Republicans like John Cornyn or Mitch McConnell was that, you know, Democrats have tried to stonewall Trump's nominees at every turn. And, you know, one of Betsy DeVos's strengths is that she is an outsider to, you know, education. She's not a quote-unquote education bureaucrat, is what John Cornyn said. You know, she brings something new to the table, brings a different experience to the table. You know, and essentially their argument is that education decision-making power will be returned to states and school districts after, you know, 8 years of the Obama administration where they had a more heavy hand when it came to enforcement and oversight. So restoring local control is sort of the catchphrase of the day when it comes to talking about Betsy DeVos.
And in that 24-hour marathon floor session, Democrats voiced their opposition yesterday through the night. And here's Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin. Let's take a listen.
I have heard from thousands of parents and teachers and other citizens of Wisconsin who are concerned about the future of our educational system and urging me to oppose Mrs. DeVos and certainly opposing her vision for America's students. As of today, over 20,000 Wisconsinites have emailed me. We've had over 7,000 phone calls opposing the confirmation of Mrs. DeVos.
Well, Caitlin, what could this groundswell of opposition signal for DeVos moving forward?
Right. Well, it's something that we're definitely exploring now, you know, whether all of this opposition and animosity toward her will, you know, cause her to be a weakened education secretary. You know, at the same time, it's also possible that she has enough Republican support in Congress and a Republican presidential administration to accomplish her priorities, even though there is widespread Democratic opposition to her. Already we've seen Democrats sort of draw a line in the sand over this confirmation. We have a story up now that says the president of the National Education Association, which is the nation's largest teachers union, saying, you know, there will be no relationship with Betsy DeVos. So there are really no good feelings here from the Democratic side. You know, a lot of folks have told us that Betsy DeVos will have a lot of outreach to do when it comes to, you know, her opponents. But whether really it affects her ability to get anything done remains to be seen.
We're talking with Caitlin Emma. She covers education, politics, and national trends for Politico. Caitlin, at the same time this was going on, there was House Republican Thomas Massie of Kentucky who introduced a bill to dissolve the Department of Education by the end of 2018 and give control back to the states and the local level. It's the very department DeVos will lead. What could this mean?
Right. I did. That bill was introduced today. It's sort of a familiar Republican talking point, conservative talking point that we've heard, you know, at least throughout the presidential race. I think the Trump administration picking Betsy DeVos as an education secretary signals that they're serious about keeping the agency around. Although I've reported that, you know, DeVos's folks are considering restructuring the education department amid calls to shrink it, since they won't be getting rid of it. So I suspect that the education department won't be going away, but it might be getting smaller.
DeVos was criticized for being just woefully ill-prepared for the questions she faced during confirmation. Can she recover from the backlash and the memes and the Saturday Night Live skits? Will this education secretary be given a chance?
Certainly. The confirmation hearing was bumpy, and it sort of took off on social media in a way that, you know, unlike we've ever seen before, where, you know, friends and people who typically aren't politically active were talking about Betsy DeVos and grizzly bears and all of that. So it will be hard to bounce back from, you know, in terms of getting everybody to work together. So it'll be interesting to see what happens moving forward and how she intends to reach out to the communities who felt hurt by her confirmation performance. You know, for example, special education groups were alarmed that she seemed unfamiliar with sort of a bedrock civil rights special education law. And, you know, she'll definitely have to do some outreach on her part in order to get everybody in the same boat.
And senators had requested that Betsy DeVos release details of her financial ties. Are there still ethics concerns that are up in the air?
Democrats like Senator Patty Murray, who's a ranking Democrat on the HELP committee, they still have concerns about her finances. You know, for example, Elizabeth Warren the other day was sort of railing on Betsy DeVos because, you know, she has yet to disclose some information about the family trust that she will remain involved in. You know, her finances and ethics paperwork was substantial and very long, and it took, you know, government ethics bodies a long time to parse through it. And, you know, Democrats say they're still not satisfied with some of those answers, but it remains to be seen whether or not they'll get those answers.
Do we have any idea the issues she might tackle first?
I think what we're likely to see is, you know, some sort of doubling down on the school choice, on school choice support. And by school choice, I mean the expansion of charter schools, which are sometimes publicly funded but privately run, or school vouchers, which often provide low-income students with public funding to attend private school. You know, we could see that in the budget that is proposed for the education department or somewhere else. She has a lot of work to do in the Every Student Succeeds Act, the new education law that passed in 2015. States are working quickly to develop those plans under that new law, and they're going to need clarity on how to move forward. It's a little unclear where she stands on areas like higher ed or pre-K, because she's predominantly sort of only operated in this school choice space. And I think a lot of people are going to hope that she makes some sort of good faith outreach to, you know, public education advocates who feel like she hasn't committed herself to public education or that she has no experience in that space. So I think a lot of folks will be looking for that as sort of an olive branch.
And will she continue to be under the microscope? Because their constituents were calling their senators and tying up phone lines on the switchboard, and just that groundswell of opposition. Will people continue to watch her?
Right. I think that she'll be watched very closely. It's become very clear that Democrats, like I said earlier, have drawn a line in the sand with this one. Education is an emotional issue that, touches the lives of every single person. I was telling someone earlier, I might not know what's going on with the Treasury Department, but, I went to public school. So it's certainly an emotional issue for everyone, and everyone has a stake. We have a story up right now on Politico talking about how Betsy DeVos's opponents are going to make her job really difficult for her moving forward, and I don't think that they intend to give up. So I think she definitely will be under a microscope.
Going back to the two Republican senators who broke rank, Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, they announced last week that they would vote against DeVos. Wondering, why do you think more Republicans didn't cross the aisle on this one?
I think party pressure on this is intense. In terms of what Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins did, some congressional sort of analysts out there think that they were able to speak out because Mitch McConnell was so confident that in the whip count, essentially, that they had enough votes to confirm Betsy DeVos with Vice President Pence being the tiebreaker, that Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins were essentially allowed to go out and do that without really many consequences for them. They're both coming from states in Maine and Alaska where, the notion of school choice isn't as popular as it might be in some other red states. So it's certainly, the party pressure on this has been intense, and it's been a very politicized process for all of President Donald Trump's nominees.
Caitlin, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Caitlin Emma is a reporter for Politico, where she covers education, politics, and national trends. She joined us today to talk about the Senate confirmation of Betsy DeVos as Education Secretary, with Vice President Mike Pence casting the tie-breaking vote.